The following commentary does not reflect the view of Northumberland 89.7 or its advertisers.
Now, Straight Speak with David Hughes.
We all know what a postmortem is. Technically, it's a medical examination of a dead body, but more generally, it applies to an analysis of an event or a business program or a political campaign after it's over. But what most of us probably have not heard of is a premortem. It's a term that refers to the examination of an event or program before it takes place. Now, a premortem is not the typical pre-planning exercise that most of us do, whether we're planning a big event or running through a checklist before sending the kids off to school. The purpose of a premortem is to help us do a better and deeper job of thinking ahead. And it's designed to counter optimism and remove the rose-colored glasses that are part of the excitement of a new venture. It breaks down the positive mental fiction we get caught up in when planning something important. Premortem requires a perspective that we're not very good at, imagining failure, imagining what might happen if the project goes very, very badly. None of us like failure, and we're hardwired to avoid it. So to think about it in advance is contradictory to everything we like, and that is why premortem thinking is so effective. It's also why we hardly ever do it. And yet, it's perhaps the best way to avoid our next big program from going south. And it can also be applied to other people's projects that could affect us. If we were to do a premortem on such events, we might approach them quite differently. A premortem is an exercise in applying hindsight in advance. Let me suggest an example here in Northumberland, the upcoming municipal elections. A premortem would envision things going the opposite way of what is planned and hoped for. In our communities, we want and need change, significant improvement. And that is what an election promises. New promises, new candidates, new policies. But what if it doesn't happen? What if all the same old candidates get reelected and the same old policies are followed? And 4 years later, we're no better off. Obviously, we would be devastated, disappointed, disillusioned, probably angry. So that's where a premortem comes in. If we face the fact that disaster could happen and address it before it happens by imagining the unintended consequences, well, then maybe we will do what has to be done now to prevent such an outcome. For elections, we would do much, much more than we usually do. We would get out and support and campaign for the candidates we want. We would work much harder to get our friends and neighbors and even the people we don't know more engaged in the election. We would knock on doors, attend all candidates' meetings, hand out flyers, put up signs. Basically, we'd do much more active work in preventing what we imagined in the premortem. A premortem is a flashing red light in the midst of our apathy, a pointy stick in the eye when we're prepared to settle for less, a wake-up call for our half-assed interest in half-average candidates. And it's a spark in our heart for the fire in our belly to make a difference and ensure that the post-mortem is a celebration, not another autopsy of our declining and dying community. Think about it and do a premortem while you still can.
For more on this commentary and to subscribe to David's blog, visit him at straightspeak.com. Straight Speak is heard on Mondays at 1:05 p.m., Wednesdays at 8:40 a.m., and Fridays at 4:20 p.m. on Northumberland 89.7.